This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 134. Four contrasting phrases the examiner wants to hear.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our seven easy steps to a seven or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. On the speaking and writing tests, you need to contrast your ideas with high-level phrases. Today, we'll give you four of them. Jessica!
Lindsay!
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just came off of a really great weekend in the middle of an island. Well, on an island in the middle of a lake. It was awesome.
Ooh. Were the beaches really nice or were they rocky?
Well, there weren't really beaches. It was more like we did some canoeing and kayaking. But the best part was that we could not use our phones. We could not use internet. It was like, it was not allowed. People would get angry at you if you took your phone out. It was really strict.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, though. But you need that pressure in order to get yourself away from the phone.
Yeah, like we've talked about on other episodes about creating a culture around an idea or certain norms that get formed, right? And those were the norms of the weekend on this island. Like when people were taking their phones out just for the camera, other people would say, oh, you should put that away. We're not supposed to use our phones, like even for the camera on the phone. Yeah, yeah.
Are there like rules posted when you land? Like no cell phones, please. Yeah. Like, how do people
kind
know?
Of, yeah. Well, this island is owned by Appalachian Mountain Club. So they kind of established those norms. So when we got there, we had a meeting and they said, this is what we do here. You know, we live in cabins and we don't use our internet.
Do you can use live it there in full your cabin. Time?
No, they don't. It's more of a weekend destination or a retreat, retreat island, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that sounds lovely. I want to go.
It was so cool. It was, I felt so relaxed at the end of the weekend. Ugh, it was awesome.
That's so awesome. I'm so jealous. One of these days I will fly to the other side of the country and then go with you to that island.
Do it. Yeah. Join me in Appalachian Mountain Club and we can go hiking and camping. It's super fun with them.
Oh, sounds so fun. Okay. Well, so there's some inspiration for our students. If they get their score on IELTS, maybe they could look forward to a retreat like that as a reward to themselves.
Yes, a digital detox, right, is what we call them. Exactly,
oh, nice.
Guys. So, yeah, or even building this in, you know, if you have a couple of months to prepare, you know, we talk about in our daily study plan, the idea of at least booking in one day a week off. And it would actually be really smart to completely disconnect that day, wouldn't it?
Seriously, because I have my phone next, like in my hand all the time, I feel like now. And I didn't used to be like that, but you fall into these habits so easily.
Yeah.
And then of course, most of my work now, almost all my work is online. And so it's on my phone, that means. And I'm just always checking stuff and like, how many subscribers do we have? What's that? Like, are there reviews? What's happening? So you really, and then if you're preparing for a test online, if you're studying online and using all those resources, then that's also a danger, right? You really do have to turn off the computer, put your phone in a drawer, just to make yourself look around what's around you during the day.
Yeah. I mean, Jessica, technology is making us crazy. But on the other hand, you could argue that it's making our lives easier at the same time. What do you think?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, sure, technology is addictive and there are a lot of disadvantages. Having said that, the work that I have, which I love and I'm super passionate about, would not be possible if it were not for technology. So There you go.
There you go.
Good concessions.
There you go. There you go. It's so hard. You know, there are always two sides of the coin, Jessica, right? There's a good side and a not so good side. And we can see both sides. And it's important to be able to see both sides, as we've just said.
Exactly. And this is an idea that our students, if they, you know, pass the test and they go on to university, this is an idea that is central in research papers and almost every, you know, academic essay or paper you're going to have to do in college or university is this idea of giving a balanced opinion. So no matter what your personal opinion is, you still need to recognize that the other side also has some points.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And there are four phrases we're going to talk about today, right, Jessica, that you guys can use specifically on the exam in speaking part three and writing part two to get that seven or higher that you're looking for.
Exactly. So these linking phrases are definitely high level. So as far as fluency and coherence go, they're going to hit that seven or higher. Same for writing, for cohesion and coherence. These phrases will hit that seven or higher. And so being able to organize your ideas like this, organization is so important on the speaking and writing tests.
Yeah. And we chose these phrases specifically because they're a little bit more interesting than some more typical average phrases that we hear every day. So these are just one step above, right? Slightly more articulate or more interesting to get you that seven. So we've created this for you guys to get the target score that you need.
Exactly.
If you're looking for a step-by-step checklist to get you to your target score in a reasonable amount of time, you can get the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. Jessica Beck has prepared this checklist after 10 years of experience teaching IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/7. That's allearsenglish.com/SEVEN.
Okay, so let's give our listeners 4 example answers, and we're going to use a different concession phrase, which means we are linking the an opinion for the other side into our answer. We're linking a disadvantage into our advantages, perhaps, so they get to hear these in context. Okay, I'm going to ask you first. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, how healthy is your country's food?
Oh,
that's a good one.
Well. If you guys listened to yesterday's episode, you would know why I used that. But okay, starting my answer now. I suppose you could argue that my country's food is not terribly healthy. A lot of people eat fast food, like French fries, hamburgers, hot dogs. You know, when we go to a baseball game, we eat hot dogs and we drink beer. Having said this, you know, there is a major trend now towards vegan, eating organic food. And there's a brand new restaurant that just opened down the street called Life Alive. And when I walk out of that place, I feel amazing. So healthy.
Nice.
So I can see both sides of the argument. Some people might say that American food is unhealthy. Others could say lots of interesting trends are popping up that are causing us to eat healthier.
Very good answer, Lindsay.
Thank you. Thank you. So there I used having said this, right? We could say having said this or having said that.
They're exactly the same. That's great. So maybe last week or the week before, we had an episode that talked about if you are asked about advantages, then you could also talk about disadvantages. So again, this is just another way to add interesting ideas to your answer.
Okay. Ooh, I like it. All right.
I'm ready for a question.
Okay. I have a good question for you, Jessica, in the education realm. This is good for you. So here we go. So what changes do you think will happen in the classroom in the near future?
Well, I think that we're definitely changing from the traditional textbook paper-based models to laptops. I feel like there are so many schools now that provide their students with a laptop or a tablet on their first day of class. And this contains all the textbooks, all the resources that they need for that semester. At the same time, I know that there are a lot of school districts that can't afford that level of technology. So it's hard to say how quickly these changes will actually occur.
Ooh, very nice.
Thank you.
Is it true that in Portland, a lot of kids have their own laptop? Is that true? That's fantastic.
No, it's not true.
Oh, you are lying, which is okay.
I'm lying through my teeth. I've heard like rumors about a couple charter schools that have that. But you know, for the most part, public education is the same as it was in our day. It really it's not really keeping up that fast.
That's right. Hasn't changed much, right? But private education, I mean, going to a private school, it's prohibitive, right? It's impossible to afford that kind of cost for school for kids.
People, yeah, for sure. Like just absolutely. Normal people so, cannot go there.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. We have two more here.
Just real quick to highlight what you used, right? So you said at the same time. So that was fantastic, right? Again, showing that contrast in perspectives.
Right, exactly. So, like, it's saying that these two opinions are opposite, but they exist side by side. Right? Like these, like both things are opposite, but also true.
I love it.
So that's an interesting way to join ideas like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see.
Okay.
Ba, 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 da, da, da.
Don't okay. make it too hard.
I know it's hard. It's tough. Okay.
I'm nervous.
Okay. Here's an easy one. Why do people like watching television?
Oh,
that's way easy. Okay.
Well, clearly television is addictive. And I think that people like it because they like to see beautiful people on the TV. And at the same time, I also think that people like to escape their lives and have a chance to get absorbed in another story, right? On the other hand, I think it would be better if people would actually read a bit more, right? Because if we could read a bit more, we could use our mind and not just be so passive in the way that we consume media. Instead, we could be more active and expand our vocabulary. So we should just all read more than watch TV, I think.
I agree. But yeah. I love watching good TV shows.
There are some really good TV shows these days.
I just watched a new show called Quantico. It's a brand new show. Yeah. I highly recommend it to our listeners. Very thrilling, just action packed. Also beautiful people in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, the quality of the TV shows these days just on Netflix is incredible. It's incredible. It's getting really good. So
Lindsay linked her ideas by saying, on the other hand, and this I think is maybe out of all four phrases, this is the phrase our listeners might know, but the reason, I think a good reason to include it is that a lot of students still use it wrong. Like they'll say like another hand or they'll just, right? Like phrase it wrong. So if you use this correctly, if you get this grammar and the prepositions, you know, everything correct, then it does sound and look really good in your writing. So on the other hand.
I love that. It's kind of an idiom. So if you guys can literally picture yourself moving the idea from one hand to the other hand, like looking at two ideas on both hands, you can get the idiom correct.
Totally. Yeah. It's really good. It's really good. Okay. Last question.
Oh, I've asked you one. Okay.
Make it all
right.
A tough one.
All right. Okay. Okay. Oh boy. Okay. Here, I like this question. This is interesting. It's not tough, but okay. All right. How do most people travel long distances in your country?
Well, seeing as I'm from the States and it is an enormous country, there are like long distances in America are really long. It's like Brazil, long distances are really long. If you're from a smaller country, you know, possibly somewhere in Europe, it'd be easy to drive across the country, perhaps. But in my country, people generally fly, you know, if you're like, if I'm going from Portland to Boston, I'm going to fly. I don't have time to drive across the country. Nevertheless, there is a romantic notion of the road trip. And this is in movies, pop culture. This is Americans love road trips. And I love road trips. Yeah. You get snacks. You get to listen to cool music. So, you know, both ways are still used today.
I love it. The road trip idea is super inspiring.
I know. I'm going on a road trip next weekend to the coast. I'm super excited. Oh,
that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Excellent. You're going to have to tell us about that on the show next time.
About it.
Next week.
all the awesome details. There I used nevertheless, which is a higher level way to say however. You know, however is normal. That's band score six. Nevertheless is a little more high level. So we recommend saying nevertheless to join two contrasting ideas instead of however.
Wow. Yeah. So the word, just using the word however is band score six, huh? Wow. That is so impressive, right?
So, because it's like easy.
Wow. So clearly we really need to be working hard to expand our vocabulary, right? Especially if you guys only have 30 days or 60 days. We need to get, you know, get to those, be watching movies, be watching, you know, watching TV shows where we can come across these words to really expand that vocabulary. We don't have any time to waste.
Yeah. And those are two of the best bonuses in our course. I think we have those 10 natural sounding what is it,
the 10 hot academic phrases, and we also have 10 native vocabulary words. I don't remember
native
how we termed it.
What I was thinking of. So when we talk about having the vocabulary range from informal to formal, academic, formal, you know, you need all of this vocabulary. We have these two lists to show you exactly how to hit that vocabulary range in speaking and writing.
Yeah. So we really save your time because we, at that point, when you're in our course, you don't need to go off and find your own phrases. You just take the phrases we give you and use them.
Ours.
It's very simple. We're cutting out that whole step for you, literally, guys. So to learn more about our course, go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, watch the video on the homepage, and you can get into the trial for $1 for your first 3 days to see if it's a good fit for you. Nice. So Jessica, should we just really quickly recap these phrases? Just say them one more time so our listeners can remember? Okay.
Exactly. So I'm just gonna put it in a sentence because that's always better, right? So I think Portland has beautiful weather. Having said this, a lot of people think it's too rainy. Ooh. Or I think Portland has beautiful weather. At the same time, a lot of people don't agree with me.
Very nice. And the next one would be, Boston is a super expensive city. On the other hand, it's a fun place to live.
Good. Yeah. I like that.
Do you have one for nevertheless?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Some could say I spend too much time watching TV. Nevertheless, that's the most relaxing activity I have.
Yeah, I love it. So guys, just plug in these phrases into your speaking part three and writing part two, and you will just shock the examiner.
Shock them into a seven. There you go.
I love it. Very cool. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. This has been a good one again.
All of them are good ones. My God. Okay. Have a good day, Lindsay. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.